USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Today marks 50 years since man first walked on the moon. NASA's chief scientist Jim Green talks about some of the technology we got from the space program.
Space has enabled us to make huge progress. I mean, you can't even go from point A to point B anymore without your GPS. That's a space-based system. You look at the weather, that is all a space-based capability, and the models to project to see, you know, that it's going to be hot today out on the mall as we celebrate. You know, we already know that.
Speaking of weather, a dangerous heat wave continuing to afflict much of the United States this weekend. It'll feel like 115 degrees in parts of the U.S. from the Great Plains to the East Coast. The Dominican Republic's Ministry of Tourism is rolling out new safety measures in an effort to calm the fears of Americans traveling to that Caribbean island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tensions between Iran and the West are once again rising after Iran seized a British flag tanker. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt condemns Iran's actions.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained. We will respond in a way that is considered but robust. And we are absolutely clear that if this situation is not resolved quickly, there will be serious consequences.
Iran's Guardian Council says yesterday's interdiction of the tanker was reciprocal action in response to Britain holding an Iranian vessel in the Mediterranean. About a third of New York City's subway lines were suspended for more than an hour on Friday during the busy evening commute. Transit President Andy Byford says it was a network communication problem.
We did not know exactly where our trains were, so for safety reasons, we had to ask all trains, instruct all trains to stop where they were while we ascertained what exactly was going on.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
After visiting a detention center along the southern border, Democratic Michigan Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, part of a bipartisan group of congressional members called the Problem Solvers Caucus, told CNN customs agents are being put on the spot.
The people who have come from Central America fearing something, the people who just want to come here and work and make a better life, the customs and border folks who were never trained and we never thought to be asking them to do what we're asking them to do right now. Everyone is suffering.
Another member of the group, Republican New York Congressman Tom Reed, tells MSNBC he knows who to blame for the border crisis.
This is Congress's fault. This isn't a Democrat's fault. This isn't a Republican's fault. We can sit here and continue to play this game of assessing political blame one side or the other, but those border agents are going to continue to suffer in this broken system.
There's an E. coli outbreak in the country. USA's Winnie King tells us what to watch for.
More than 20 people in seven states have gotten sick with E. coli, and the CDC's Colin Basler says ground bison is to blame.
At this point in time, it's only ground bison products. So people are eating bison burgers in restaurants, but we have some people who reported purchasing ground bison at grocery stores.
He says nearly 50% of the people who have gotten sick ended up in the hospital. The ground bison was from Canada and was distributed across the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.